This is the Crosby Clooney Show, number 404, for Thursday, September 14th, 1961.
Hello, friends. Hello, how are you? And how are you, Rosie?
I'm just fine, Bing. How are you doing?
It's great, thank you.
You got a song to kick things off here?
Always, always got a song.
Do I want you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, indeed I do. Do I need you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, did I do?
A new Sara Lee limerick for you, Rosie.
Shoot, Bing.
A man named John Ebenezer, who once was a nasty old geezer, is now sweet as spice. Treats everyone nice.
Thanks to Sara Lee cakes in his freezer.
How'd you get?
How could I miss? Friday's the day everyone makes sure they have enough Sara Lee cakes on hand for special weekend breakfast.
Sara Lee all butter pecan coffee cake?
Of course.
And cinnamon nut coffee cake, too?
Wouldn't be without it.
Makes breakfast worth getting up for.
Makes breakfast so easy, too, because all Sara Lee cakes are completely baked and iced. All you do is serve them and enjoy them.
Oh, it sounds good enough to sing.
Merrily, merrily, only Sara Lee tastes so.
And now, friends, Rosemary, with the boys in a bit of a ballad.
That's all you said. Not like a word I'd heard or seen or thought or read. How could I know? Much less foresee how very magically I'd find you part of me. This is my first romance. The fears, well, most of them are gone. If music be the food of love, play on and on and on. I'm still in doubt. It's all too new. But if I am in love, my love, I'm glad it's you. Thank you.
Irving, we do tend to give the ladies the best of it on this show, don't you think?
Yes, I guess we do. That's our policy. On the show and off, I might say. Always give the ladies the best of it. Really, you can't go wrong that way.
Well, it prevents a lot of friction and trouble, I'll say that. Well, what I'm getting at, we do give the girls the best of it. I think we ought to give the male sex a little boost here today.
You want to pump up the stags a little, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm for that, too. If you have word concerning an outstanding male, let's hear about it.
Well, this young fellow is most outstanding because he's made a name for himself in the National Spelling Bee, conducted by the Scripps Howard AP Papers.
It's a boy, huh?
Yep, a boy won this year.
Well, good for him. But may I point out that in the National Spelling Bee, girls have been the winners almost 2-1. You realize that?
Oh, I might have known.
That's why we're so excited.
Pass out the cigars, Ken. It's a boy, and he can spell.
Yes, sir. And the champ's name is John Capehart, age 12, of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, goody for John. He's only 12, and he's a jump ahead of the girls.
Yeah, but will he retain his lead? That's the question.
How about a song for John? While he's still in the news.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, just let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenade, 'cause I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it's gonna tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're the melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Mendelssohn, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, but if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're a real Jim Dandy. Yes, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're a National Gallery. You're Bob Hope's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon. It's faded soon to pop. But if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Say, we sort of cut off our conversation about John Capehart, age 12.
It was a bit abrupt, huh? Why don't we elaborate further on the spelling champ? I'd like to continue a little bit.
Okay. He competed against 49 girls and 23 other boys.
49 girls.
Girls really go in for spelling, and they excel, too.
I know. They're very handy with words. They're good at putting words in men's mouths, may I tell you that, as well as spelling them.
Oh, yes, we do have our little tricks.
Well, anyhow, the boys are ahead in spelling this year, and that's a good sign for us men, don't you think, Bing?
Oh, I'm sure. Every little event we win helps. Helps a lot. We've got to be in there all the time, pitching. Say, incidentally, does anyone remember the winning word that clinched the $1,000 prize for Johnny Capehart?
Yes, sir. I got it written down right here. The $1,000 word was smaragdine.
Smaragdine?
Double
tongue. That sounds like a fancy kind of sardine.
Well, at least.
No. Smaragdine is not a fancy sardine.
What is it?
Well, smaragdine, spelled S-M-A-R-A-G-D-I-N-E, means of or pertaining to emerald.
Ah, you might say, for instance, that Ireland is the Smaragdine Isle. You'll get knocked right out of your rusty dusty if you do.
Oh, darling
around
man.
Around South Boston.
The darling man.
Yeah, well, I think I'd be reaching a little bit. I suppose you could say.
I could get away with it.
Sure.
I'd like to have a smaragd beam sparkling on my finger right now, I tell you.
Oh, I knew you would. Leave it to you girls to get down to basic facts when it comes to words.
That's just the picture it projects to me.
Well, always remember one thing. It took a boy to spell it.
I will.
I get to be closer to nothing. Shall we sing?
No more company to feed.
No more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink.
Leave those dishes in the sink.
Gladly. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear.
You're looking younger every day.
Really?
You never were so sweet before, dear.
No more money in the bank.
No cute baby.
What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
I should say. Rosie and I are going to a wedding.
And there's nothing we like more than a good old-fashioned knot tying.
I knew something was in the air by Bing's getup. They're pretty fancy. By the way, Bing, what are the shoes for?
Well, to tie on the newlyweds car along with the, you know, the just married sign.
Well, that's really old-fashioned, Bing, and wasteful, too. There's lots of good service left in those shoes if you call on the good services of your shoe repairer. The happy wedding of his expert craftsmanship and modern equipment turns old shoes into spanking new ones.
Okay. We'll switch to tin cans instead and run these shoes right down to be fixed.
Recommend a shop to us, Ken.
Well, just look for the famous cat's paw cat in the window, and you can be sure you're not only getting top-notch service, but the finest products as well. Quality products like famous cat's paw twin-grip soft resilient heels and soles, and lighter-than-leather, lighter-than-rubber microlite soles by cat's paw, the best underfoot.
Now, folks, don't make the same mistake we did. Don't discard shoes that still have many miles of walking comfort left. See your shoe repairer today.
Look for the cat's paw sign, a sign of quality and service for more than 57 years. Ask for famous cat's paw products by name, and look for cat's paw heels and soles on new shoes, too.
Very good, Buddy and Chums. Brightened up the entire network.
Rosemary, would you deign to warble now?
I sure would.
Well, please do. So concludes another session. It's been delightful.
Thank you, Bing. And thanks also to our friends listening in.
Oh, yes, by all means, thanks to them. Come on, Rosie, I'll give you a ride home, huh?
I'm right with you.